You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. This summer on IPR, we've brought you studio sessions with Northern Michigan musicians. Today on the show, Traverse City indie rock band Little Graves. Morgan Arrowwood has been belting out songs and banging away on keyboards since she was 4 years old. She says even back then, when her parents first signed her up for piano lessons, her style was bold, brash, and loud. A year ago, she met bassist Vince Grimaldi, and they formed a band. Vince says the name Little Graves comes from his love for horror, specifically the Stephen King novel Pet Sematary. The band's sound is now filled out by Levi Garrett on drums and Justin Riley on guitar. Here they are in Studio A performing their song Hedonism. Little Graves joins us in the studio today. Thank you all for joining us here.
Thank you.
Hello.
On your Bandcamp page, you describe your music as, quote, combining elements of a fun-driven rhythm section supporting atmospheric and melodic keys and guitars. These elements, in conjunction with darkly themed lyrics, create a pleasantly contrasting original musical tone and attitude. That is a very descriptive description. I read that and I thought, after listening to some of your songs, I think the key words there are pleasantly contrasting. And that's what I hear in your music, is kind of a sort of a danceable moodiness, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
How do you achieve that contrast? How do you get there?
I think it comes from all of us having a lot of different backgrounds in the music that we started playing and started to really get inspired by. So everybody really brings something different to the table, and we all kind of put it together and see what works with what. And a lot of different elements play off of each other kind of nicely. Like Morgan brings a lot more pop elements to the table. I think Vince and myself might come from more of like a punk alt rock kind of background with some of the other stuff mixed in.
We all have music too that we all listen to and like, so yeah. There's similarities, but I think what makes our band special is the fact that we do have a bunch of different tastes that all combine to make something really unique.
In Traverse City, it seems like when you go out to a bar that features live music, any bar, it seems like you're either going to see a cover band or an Americana-style folk band. Not that there's anything wrong with either of those things, but you guys are neither of those things. So where do you play? And is it hard to find places that are receptive to a band like yours?
It's been a really, really long time since Travers has had a different sort of music scene, but like 10 years ago, there was a huge alternative scene here.
Really?
Yeah. There was that's where I got my musical background from, as I used to go to punk shows like everywhere, like once a month at least.
What do you think needs to change to create some diversity in the kind of music that you hear and see at venues in Traverse City?
I think in this region, there's this big push to have as many family-friendly events and festivals, and you know, people want to bring something musically that's going to be like more background, like feel good music. And oftentimes that does get relegated to like, you know, the same like four chord major key, like just kind of like folk band, singer songwriter, Americana. There's definitely room for other stuff and people do appreciate it. I've had a lot of people come up to me who were surprised and pleasantly surprised to hear stuff like us come out of Traverse City area.
It seems like these days to be a band, part of that is marketing and doing social media and getting the word out. And in the old days, it used to be posting flyers up, and I'm sure that's still part of it too. But you know, these days it's Facebook and a Bandcamp page and all of that. And you guys seem to have a presence. I'm wondering who in the band does that work, and is it fun or is it work?
I think we all do.
Yeah, I think it's all of us.
We all share social media stuff, yep.
It definitely is very important now more than ever. I definitely do agree with that because, you know, people don't feel the need to go to a local show anymore when they can look up their favorite band's live set on YouTube or you know, listen to any look up any music they want and find it online and listen to it. You know, you don't have to go out and reach out to discover anymore. So it is important to have a presence online. And yeah, I think we all know that and definitely try to contribute to that.
I think the really wonderful thing about social media in this context is that it gives fans or whomever it may concern a window into our lives and our personalities and just how we interact on a day-to-day basis with each other, and that can be a really important aspect of developing a bond with your fans. You know, it's really awesome to go to a show and have people like feel like they've been part of your journey with you because of how well you've maintained your social media and how honest you've been with it. So I think it's an awesome thing.
So the band has an EP out. Can fans of Little Graves expect a full album at some point?
Yes, we are actually about to start tracking that this August. So,
is it going to be recorded at Studio Anatomy?
Yes.
Yes, okay. With Brian Chamberlain under Vacant Records.
What is your biggest, boldest fantasy dream for this band?
I think any inkling of success at all would be
being able to pay our bills.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah.
We want to be able to tour and break even.
Yes. Like,
breaking even is your boldest goal.
The American dream of music.
It's actually a pretty big goal for a new band.
I mean, without sounding like we're setting the bar too low, like it honestly, to have any sort of like thing that you create in terms of art, like, become mildly successful and have it affect anyone at all is like an amazing feeling.
Yeah. Just to have
someone appreciate it is incredible. And I think that will forever be enough for me to keep making art and trying to create.
Little Graves, thanks for coming down here. Thanks for performing for us. It's nice to meet you all.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. It was wonderful.
It's nice to meet you too.
Little Graves are Morgan Arrowood, Vince Grimaldi, Levi Garrett, and Justin Riley. You can catch the band live tomorrow at the Lively Lands Festival in Empire, and they're also set to play the Pond Jam Festival in Rapid City, September 2nd. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.